From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 28, 2017. I'm Philip Graham. Victoria Addison is reporting in the Daily Mail that law enforcement officers in both Columbia and Greene counties are being trained to operate drones for a variety of purposes, including search and rescue. Unmanned aerial vehicles do not require a human pilot, and in most cases they are operated with a remote control unit by a person on the ground. Under Sheriff John Davey said, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office plans to purchase its first drone using federal funds. The drone will be used to survey large crime or accident scenes and for search and rescue. A drone recently purchased by a private organization for the Greene County Sheriff's Office will be used for similar situations, including search and rescue and to survey critical incidents, said Sheriff Greg Seeley. That device will not be in service until pilots are trained and certified, Seeley said. But this office has no timetable for when that will occur. He said, and I quote, "The sooner the better," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Victoria Addison is reporting in the Daily Mail that lawmakers in Greene and Columbia counties this month unanimously approved resolutions in support of a $3 million increase in state funding for the Cornell Cooperative Extension Associations. Chuck Brooks, executive director of the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene counties, said the state awards a total of $3.92 million in funding every year to the associations. This year, Cooperative Extension is asking for an additional $3 million to increase the state's annual support to $6.92 million. If approved, the increase would be the first in 20 years, Brooks said. Ankrum Town Supervisor and Cooperative Extension Board Member Art Basin said, and I quote, "Cornell does a great job. The Cooperative Extension Program is a wonderful resource for the community, and I certainly hope the state will provide additional funding because it benefits a lot of people," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Kyle Hughes is reporting for NYSNYS News. Advocates are endorsing an assembly bill calling for the videotaping of police interrogations. Adrian Thomas, a former Troy resident who falsely confessed to murder after 2 days of police interrogation, participated in the press conference in Albany on Monday, March the 27th. Thomas said of his treatment by Troy police detectives, and I quote, "I was tricked. This should never happen to anybody. This should never happen on the inside of an interrogation room, period," end quote. Thomas and others endorse an assembly bill that would impose broad requirements for videotaping police questioning of suspects in violent felony crimes and makes it difficult for police to bring cases where interrogations are not recorded. Governor Andrew Cuomo has his own proposal for police videotaping, but advocates argue it does not go far enough. Rensselaer County Public Defender Art Frost said, and I quote, "The problem that we have is without recording, it is very difficult to establish through testimony alone what happened in an interrogation room over the course of many, many hours," end quote. The video of the complete interrogation was key in having the verdict in Thomas's case overturned, Frost said. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Eric Anderson is reporting in the Times Union. The Greater Capital Association of Realtors is reporting home sales rose 6% in the capital region in February. Pending sales were up 8%, while the average sale price increased 10% to nearly $221,000. The median price of a home rose 4% to almost $190,000. The report covers an 11-county region that includes both Greene and Columbia counties. The number of homes for sale fell 19% over the past year, the association said. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Jay Brownman Jr. is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Heritage Alliance last week filed an Article 78 action in State Supreme Court in Kingston in its continuing effort to reduce the size of the planned Bel Air Resort at Catskill Park. The Alliance is asking for a reversal of a recent Skandakan Zoning Board of Appeals decision that all of the proposed resort buildings comply with the town's code. The Alliance argues that some do not. Bel Air, first proposed by Crossroads Ventures approximately 18 years ago, is to be built on more than 700 acres in Middletown, Delaware, and Ulster counties near the Bel Air Mountain Ski Center. Final approval of the project came last year, but the Catskill Heritage Alliance's actions have stalled the process. Alliance President Kathy Nolan said last week that the group's latest court action was not just about the resort. She said it was about not allowing Shandaken zoning laws to be undermined. Nolan said, and I quote, "Crossroads should have to abide by the same requirements as everyone else. Otherwise, the integrity of our zoning will suffer," end quote. If completed, the Bel Air Resort will be comprised of the High Mountain Spa and Resort and the Wild Acres Resort. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Lorna Sherratt Littleway is reporting in the Columbia paper that Hillsdale Town Supervisor Peter Chipkowski announced last week the town has long last received approval for its Hamlet Sidewalks project. The sidewalk will run along both sides of Route 23 from Route 22 intersection to Town Hall. Construction is expected to take 8 to 12 weeks to complete. The project will cost a total of nearly $1 million. Hillsdale's share of the bill will be just under $189,000. Town officials project designers and the contractor will meet on April the 3rd to finalize the construction schedule. Chipkowski also announced the State Department of Transportation has agreed to investigate the town's request to lower speed limits on sections of County Route 21 and 22. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that a new poll indicates that New York voters continue to support some of the top items in Governor Andrew Cuomo's executive budget. A Siena College poll released on Monday, March 27th, showed a majority of voters back an extension of the so-called millionaire's tax, legislation allowing for expansion of ride-hailing services outside of New York City, and free tuition at state schools for those from families making less than $125,000 per year. Respondents also support the DREAM Act to allow children of undocumented immigrants to receive financial aid for college and raising the age of criminal responsibility from 16 to 18 years old. Asked about the American Health Care Act before it was pulled from the House floor last week, 56% of those who responded said they opposed the bill, while 27% supported it. Majority of voters, or 67%, said they want to see the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, stay in place and improved. 30% said they want it repealed and replaced. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers mainly afternoon today. The temperature high will be 50 degrees. For Tuesday night, showers are likely mainly before 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 37. The forecast for the next 2 days? Well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 50 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 49 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 31. Sunrise today was at 6:42 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:17 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 28th day of March, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.